You don't appreciate the joy of simply bending at the knees until you can't. Same goes for doing a little hip shake or swinging a golf club. At O'Connor Hospital, we get it. And as the Valley's first hospital to earn the Joint Commission's Center of Excellence for Hip and Knee Replacement, we're devoted to Twistology, which is our word for getting our patients back to taking the stairs, lifting grandkids, and celebrating birdies. O'Connor Hospital, your community hospital. OCH.SCCGov.org.
Logan Lamorand here, LionLowdown.com blogger, also great Twitter feed. To follow the Lions in-game or all season long and during the off-season, go to LionLowdown.com. You'll see the Twitter link there. Logan, what about the lack of pressure from the Lions defense and the lack of blitzes and getting after quarterbacks? Is it just because they played so many good quarterbacks this year?
Hey, Huge, yeah. I mean, they've played a lot of good quarterbacks, but I think this has always been the philosophy and just the overall scheme that Patricia has thrown out there. And, you know, yesterday, or, you know, it's just one of those games where the Lions aren't getting turnovers and they've kind of relied on that all this year. You know, it's not like they've been a defensive juggernaut by any means at all in any game so far this year, but they've at least gotten turnovers to help offset the yards allowed that they've been giving up. And you look at what Patricia was doing even in New England with the Patriots, it was the same philosophy where it's that bend but don't break, allow yards, but eventually, you know, the offenses are going to make a mistake at some point or just, you know, throw an interception, fumble, or eventually shoot themselves in the foot. But the Vikings didn't do that. I mean, you can't stop the run. I mean, you look at Kirk Cousins and what he's struggled with in the past. It's always been once he's under pressure, he's known to throw interceptions and get rattled. And the Lions couldn't even do that, just getting one pressure on 34 dropbacks. Like, that's just absurd. So I don't really know what happened yesterday. It's compared to everything else that has been going on this year. Like, yesterday was just, it was really bad. And that bend but don't break defense, you look at it and it really makes you question if it's a philosophy that can win you games. I don't know. It's tough to say.
That was the worst the defense has looked since Patricia's debut against the Jets. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. No, yesterday was really bad. They just couldn't stop the run. And in the pass, they couldn't even stop the pass. And just having no pressure, that's one of the most frustrating aspects to watch. And it has semi-worked in the past. But yesterday, it was not one of those games. And I just felt like you had to put pressure on Cousins. And they just really didn't even try to.
Where's this season going now? 2-3-1, basically 8-2 finish would put you at 10-5-1, which I don't know if that will get you in front of Green Bay in the NFC North. So then you're in the wild card conversation, probably with Vikings, possibly Bears, but their offense is atrocious. Carolina and McCaffrey with Seattle, with the Rams and or the Niners. You lose two home games. You have those home games back. All right, forget about the Green Bay loss and the officials. You have the Kansas City and Minnesota games as wins. You're in the driver's seat with that schedule. You are.
Oh, for sure. And now you're well behind the division lead. I don't necessarily think the Packers roster is heads and shoulders above where the Lions are at, but they just keep racking up wins. And when you're the Lions are sitting at two wins right now in a very tough division. They do. They have to pretty much win eight games just to get into the playoffs, and that still might not even win them the division. And
that's
tough. I mean, that you can't out as of right now. You're definitely on the outside looking into that playoff push, and the season is a failure if they're not in the playoffs. And that's what we said before the season, and you know, even now is even more so. There's two winnable games coming up, and you have to win them. You can't just mess around and kind of barely win. I just really feel like I need to see something that you can kind of, you know, say going forward, hey, this is the team had a bad game yesterday, but, you know, they still have some strength. And right now I'm struggling to find what exactly they're doing great that's going to continuously win games for them going forward.
Just think if they have the tie and the two home wins back, they're sitting as a 4-1 team right now. How about that? 5-1.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know.
I mean,
close.
You're 5-1, and you're a half a game behind the Packers, and you could hold home field advantage by beating them when they come at the end of the regular season. That tie against Arizona and two home losses that both were winnable games in my mind. Logan Lamoran, dear, you can follow LionLowdown.com 24/7 online. Also, when you're there, click the link for his Twitter feed. Follow him on Twitter. Great Twitter account. Logan, we'll talk later in the week and get your thoughts on the Giants at the Lions on Sunday.
Sounds good. Talk soon.